Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The biggest names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, and Nick and Femi. Better bet. You should bet. No, you better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show devoted to the National Football League, devoted to the Kansas City Chiefs losing last night to the Houston Texans. Why I think the Chiefs are not done yet. We're nearing that time. We're getting there, but it's not over yet. Let's see what happens tonight with the Eagles and the Chargers. Still a path forward for Kansas City with Daniel Jones tearing his Achilles, out for the season for the Colts, with the Chargers' brutal schedule to close. Not impossible that the Chiefs can get into the postseason. Why the Houston Texans could be the most dangerous team in the AFC. If CJ Stroud's going to play like this and the defense is as good as it has been, no reason why the Texans can't be a legitimate threat in January. Why the seas seem to be parting for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills if indeed the Chiefs miss the postseason. And why I was impressed with both teams yesterday in Green Bay's win over the Chicago Bears. We will get to the Steelers and the Ravens coming up later in the show. And we will talk about Shedeur Sanders, Kevin Stefanski, and the Cleveland Browns later in the show. And I will defend Shedeur Sanders. And I very much look forward to doing that because Kevin Stefanski embarrassed himself yesterday with some of his play calling and decision making in Cleveland's home loss to the Tennessee Titans. All our bets for tonight, Monday Night Football, Eagles and the Chargers coming up at the end of the show. As it stands right now, Philly, a 2.5-point road favorite, total 41.5. We're expecting Justin Herbert to play. Omarion Hampton activated and will play for the Los Angeles Chargers. Let's talk some college football now, though. College football playoff bracket officially revealed. And I always love doing You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, whether it was Ken and myself for years in the four-team playoff era. And then the last couple of years, myself and Sam Paniadovich, and check out Sam and Joe on Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. Obviously, subscribe to the podcast. I love doing the show every single Sunday, Countdown to Kickoff. I really love doing it on College Football Playoff Selection Sunday because there's always a question, right? There's always some drama. Is this team going to get in? Is this team going to get left out? And I was actually flabbergasted yesterday on the air when the 10th team was announced, and obviously I have the volume off on my TV because I'm on the air doing the show, and I see the graphic light up, and it's the Miami Hurricanes, and it is not the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. A legitimate stunner that Miami made it over Notre Dame. We'll get to that in a second. Three big takeaways, though, for me from the College Football Playoff reveal. And then Femi and I are going to give you our bets and how we see the first round playing out and who we think is going to win the national championship. Three big takeaways. And I want to start with Alabama. Takeaway numero uno. Now, I said this last week on the show, right? Alabama could lose in embarrassing fashion, and the Crimson Tide are making the playoff. When they won the Iron Bowl at Auburn, it was over. Alabama's in the College Football Playoff. No matter what happens in the SEC title game, Alabama's in. And Alabama gets embarrassed by Georgia. Georgia absolutely wrecks them on Saturday. Wins 28-7. Game never felt like it was in doubt. And Alabama's so banged up. Georgia's too. But Alabama's run this insane gauntlet. It just felt like a wounded animal being put down. Like that, Georgia handled them on Saturday. 28-7. We watched the game, right? Didn't even feel as close as the final score indicates. Georgia beat that ass. And not for 1 second did I think Alabama was going to be out. Not for 1 second. I did an Instagram video. You should follow me there. At the Costos. T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Also, subscribe to the show in podcast form. Search You Bet. Follow me on Instagram. At the Costos. T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And what I said in the video is, Alabama's in, despite the loss to Georgia. And I got so many people commenting and messaging me.
You Alabama fan?
No, I'm from New York. Do I look like an Alabama fan? Has anyone looked more like a stereotypical New York, New Jersey a-hole than me? You think I'm an Alabama fan? I grew up in New York, buddy. I don't root for any college football team. I just love the sport. Nick Costos, comma, lifelong Tuscaloosa resident and fan. Like, come on. How could Alabama make it? They have three losses. How could Alabama make it? They got destroyed by Georgia. What about BYU? What about Raven? What about BYU? Come on. And I know we don't recognize, like in college basketball, regular season champions. Alabama was the SEC regular season champion. They wore their home uniforms in the game on Saturday. Do you really think that the committee was going to take Alabama out of the playoff because they earned the reward of playing in the conference championship game for the biggest conference, the most powerful conference, the best conference in college football that pays everyone's salary along with the Big Ten, and they were going to be out because they lost in the conference championship game? Come on. Get serious. Now, you don't have to like it. This is going to sound like a hubble. It's a little bit. But I thought about this before because I said something similar to Femi and Bill on the phone. It got a laugh. This is where I wanted to, because I hope people do stuff like this. I go to church, humble brag. I'm holy. So my wife and I go to church, right? And at our church is a Christmas tree, right? And on the Christmas tree are like these cards, right? And you take a card off the tree and it's like you buy a gift for a family in need. And we took a couple yesterday. Kind of, I'm humble brag. I'm going to buy lots of gifts for people. Makes me feel good about myself. And my wife and I were talking last night and my wife said to me like, it sucks. So everyone, if you have the means to enjoy it, like not everybody does. I'm being dead serious right now, right? It's awful that there are families that are in need around at any point, much less the holidays. I don't like that. I don't like that that's a reality of life. But it is. It is. You don't have to like the fact that there are hungry people in the world. You don't have to like the fact that your crush is into somebody else, or the person that you like just unfollowed you on, whatever it is. You don't have to like it. But reality is what reality is, unfortunately, and life's not fair. Alabama, whether you like it or not, was never missing the playoff. And do I think Alabama can win the title? Absolutely not. No. But doesn't matter. They were always making the playoff. That's the first takeaway. You better you bet on this Monday. Now let's get to Miami and Notre Dame. I have 0.0% issue with Miami making it over Notre Dame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Miami beat Notre Dame. And whether or not, I think, this is again an instance of, you can yell at a cloud and be really mad, or you can just accept things for what they are, right? I don't think anyone would argue. And you could give, you know, Mario Cristobal truth serum, Veracitarium from, I don't know, where the Harry Potter nerds on the show. I'm a Harry Potter nerd. And ask Mario Cristobal, hey, who's better, you or Notre Dame? He's going to tell you Notre Dame. Notre Dame's obviously better than Miami. Obviously, Notre Dame's better. But Miami beat them. And it has to matter. You can't have it not matter. Now, we were having the conversation, Femi and I, in the weeks leading up to the to Selection Sunday, that we don't think the committee's going to do it and that Notre Dame's going to make it, but that... And that Notre Dame's better. But, like, if they're going to be, if this is actually what it's going to be, and you're going to compare the two of them, how does Miami not make it? So Miami does make it. And I don't have boo to say about it, because Miami beat them. Period. End of story. Now, we can have a conversation about the way that the committee handled it, right? Because the committee did not handle it well. When the first rankings came out of Miami's 18th, coming off the loss to SMU, I believe it was, the committee totally screwed that up and then had to spend the weeks that followed, like, fixing that mistake, culminating in, you know, an explanation from Hunter Yurecek, who might as well be speaking like Klingon when he gets up there at these, man, this is a nerdy show today. Might as well be speaking Klingon. Resistance is futile when you're trying to understand what this guy's saying, because it makes no sense. That, well, now that they're next to each other, because we dropped BYU, now we could put the head-to-head comparison to it. Obviously, it makes no sense. I'm not going to try and make it make sense to you. That's what I always try to say to people, like, arguing with idiots, not that he's an idiot, but, like, arguing with dumb people, trying to put yourself in the head of, like, a person who doesn't make any sense. Like, you're not going to be able to make sense of something you can't make sense of. It makes no sense, so let's not try and make sense of it. It makes absolutely zero sense. So Notre Dame does have a gripe for the Irish to be pissed about how this went down, right? They do. I'll tell you what, man. They are what the kids would call crashing out. Big time. They got a condo on their wrist, girl. They're crashing out. Oh, man. And it is, if you're a Notre Dame hater, and I'm not one, it is glorious to see if you hate Notre Dame. They decline a trip to a bowl game. People are up in arms. I say good for them. I don't care that they did that. And Pete Bavakwa, Notre Dame's AD, going on the Dan Patrick Show earlier today and killing the ACC. Because Notre Dame's in the ACC, right, in other sports. Killing the ACC for campaigning so hard for Miami. You know, if you ever, and I really hope this has never been the case for anybody. I hope that everyone out there, that you in your life have never been truly desperate for money, for food, for anything. I'll tell you, in my younger years, I had no money. Like, no money. And I was desperate. Now, I didn't, like, break the law or anything, not that you know of. But I'll tell you, man, desperation does funny things to people. And if your life's on the line, you'll say and do anything to save it. Just look at Lorraine Coluzzo from The Sopranos and Google that scene with her and Phil Leotardo. How about those Islander tickets? How about this humidity? You'll say anything in the moment to save your life. The ACC was staring down the barrel of potentially not having a team in the college football playoff. Do you think in that instance, in football, do you think in this instance the ACC cares about Notre Dame in college basketball or in like college baseball or in lacrosse? No. They're in survival mode. They're going to, backs against the wall, gun to the head, they'll say anything to get out of that situation. And if that means pissing off Notre Dame basketball, they're going to piss off Notre Dame basketball. Notre Dame, you got to get over it. Like, I understand that you got you know, led on here, and all of us have been led on at some point in our lives. We've all been, I can tell you this, your boy's been led on, and it's funny, because you always reach a point in your life when you realize that you weren't really being led on, you were just stupid. And like, and you couldn't like read the tea leaves. This isn't really that, because if you paid attention to these selection shows, like, it did feel like Notre Dame was in. Betting market told you Notre Dame was in. And when Ken and I were doing the show a couple years ago in the Florida State-Alabama debate when Jordan Travis got hurt, I remember we're on the air and Florida State, yes, Alabama, no, is getting pounded right before the reveal came out. And of course, Bama made it and Florida State didn't. And yesterday, Notre Dame is getting pounded to the yes. Miami's getting bet to the, Bama's getting bet to the no. Like, I talk about people not knowing anything. So, like, that betting market is not indicative of anything. It's fun to talk about. It's fun to look at. It means nothing. Normally, with this, we could say follow the money, and you'll see where things are headed, right, in terms of sports, right, where the money's going. Not in this instance. Not as a concerned team's going to make the college football playoff. So Notre Dame's absolutely got a beef. There's no question about it. And you have got members of the media now saying, cancel the weekly shows. No more ranking shows. They're like the committee embarrasses itself. They're leading the kids on. We don't need these shows. Do all of these media members, I'm going to try to be really nice here. Like, do you all realize that like these shows and the interest around them like pays your salary? The drama and the intrigue and the suspense helps pay our salaries, and you want to get rid of it? Really? I want more. I want like three ranking shows a week. You could do the same one over, have a different member of the committee talk every single time. It's amazing content. I want more. Expand the playoff. Give me more shows. Give me a group of five playoff. Just do two separate ones. One more takeaway on the other side, and then Femi and I will give you our bets. And that takeaway, there was one big winner from the college football playoff reveal show yesterday. I'm going to tell you who it is and why next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.